COVID cases in the country over the past 2 days experienced an almost 300% spike that's largely been linked to boarding schools, with 266 new cases reported yesterday. Teachers' unions say the figure could be much higher if schools had enough testing kits. They cite failure to test teachers, students and ancillary staff before putting them back in schools as the chief cause of the spike. The government has been criticized by teachers and others for reopening schools prematurely without adequate preparation, which could set the country back and unleash a health crisis of runaway infections just as the crisis appeared to be easing. Despite government's assurances, the unions insist there is virtually no COVID equipment in schools and say classes are bloated, hostels congested, and there's not enough water to provide proper sanitation. Observers say boarding schools are most affected, reflecting the magnitude of the challenges. The Progressive Teachers Union says Mberengo alone has 125 cases. Sifiso Ndlovu, president of Zimbabwe Teachers Association, ZIMTA, says other schools are reporting similar outbreaks and that the numbers could be higher.
We are experiencing a surge in some situations. And that surge was obviously going to come into the open as soon as we get a number of our people congregated. And hitherto were not being tested or screened in their homes. What we must now take care of is that it does not break out to be a pandemic in those environments, so that we can have it controlled through, one, isolation, through good health practices, through vaccination. And that means we should now encourage the younger generation, the teenagers who are in our secondary schools, to be vaccinated.
The union say all boarding schools must be put under a testing regime with physical visits by government leaders and health ministry officials to supervise and monitor the setup of quarantine centers within schools. Schools should be provided with psychosocial support, they say. Observers also say failure by the government will be a dereliction of duty, which may force schools to be closed yet again. They say no excuse is acceptable for a pandemic that has been around so long. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.